The internationally famous Wall Dogs artist group came to the Illinois Valley city of Streeter this summer and filled it with murals. The city set up a 501c3 nonprofit organization specifically to take donations for their maintenance, as well as any future ones. Most towns haven't made formal provisions for their murals like that. Sterling in Whiteside County certainly hasn't. I'm walking with Sterling Main Street Executive Director Jana Groherring. The morning sun on this July day is already beating down, but we're determined to see some of the 20 murals that are scattered about its downtown before it gets too hot.
This is Old Downtown, and this was put up in 1995, and it was actually the first mural that was installed. And surprisingly, it's one of the ones in one of the best shapes still. It's in the shade a lot of the day. It doesn't take a big beating on direct sun. It went up on a good surface so that we don't have a lot of peeling paint and things like that.
That's not true for the next one on the other side of the street.
We've got the old trolley, which went up the same year. But as you can even see from here, it's on a stucco building. There's a street tree. As the tree has grown over the years, it's brushed against the building. It's caused some damage to the face of the mural. We've got some peeling paint.
Groherring says there used to be an active mural society, a group of volunteers that paid for and produced them over the years, but it eventually petered out. So the city turned to Main Street. After all, it's an organization focused on promoting the downtown, and that's where most of the murals are. So it took on the task of promoting and preserving the works. They also take public donations for that purpose. Groherring says right now, they're still figuring out the next steps. She's not even decided on how best to proceed.
It's like one of those things, what comes first, the chicken or egg? Do you figure out what needs to be done and then try to raise the money, or do you raise the money and then figure out what needs to be done?
And there are so many other questions. Who owns the rights to the works? Do they need the artist's permission or the building owners to alter an original work of art? Groherring says she's still trying to find what, if any, records there might be relating to the circumstances around each one. She just knows it's necessary if the murals are to survive. She points to a mural of Sarah Worthington, organizer of the city's first school. It's another one that's on stucco, and it's in bad shape, peeling paint and big gouges, too. She says the property owner has talked about putting a display window where the mural is now.
He would still love to and jokes with me all the time that he would like to do that, but he understands the importance of the murals and has not done that. But again, we need to keep them in good repair. Otherwise, the property owners don't see the value. And if you're not going to take care of it, why do I need to bother having it on my building? Why can't I just take it down and put what I want?
And it's not just the condition of the painting either that can be an issue. We come to a building with a mural of the Sterling Ladies' Wavs, basically a drill team, Groherring says, depicting them setting a world record for scaling a wall in 1919. It's in good shape, but she points to where the paint covers bricked-up windows.
What happens if somebody would want to come in, you know, as people rehab buildings and want to open up those windows on that second floor for whatever use they might in the future want this building to be?
Sterling's not the only city where changes in personnel and even whole organizations make responsibility for mural maintenance an open question. When asked who was responsible for DeKalb's, for instance, a city staffer replied, "Good question. The groups responsible for many of the city's murals are long gone, and their successors, too." Groherring says at least in Sterling, the question of responsibility has now been answered. Main Street. It's all the other ones she mentioned that remain. But Groherring says one thing is sure. These murals all came about because of grassroots efforts, and it's going to take a grassroots effort to preserve them.
If you want to make your community a better place to live, and these things in your community are important to you, then the individual needs to step up, and the community needs to step up and say, hey, these things are important to us. We want to help, and not just wait for somebody else to do it.
It might turn out to be more complicated than grabbing a bucket of paint and a brush, a lot more. But she says they represent something special, and she thinks it's worth it to try. I'm Guy Stevens.